Being on stays of 4 nights or longer for travel through April 30th. Restrictions apply. Get the information online at NassauParadiseIsland.com. And finally, the World Junior Hockey Tournament's coming down to the final at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto tonight. Team Canada taking on Russia for the gold medal. Canada's been far and away the dominant team in the tournament. After failing to bring home a medal the past 2 years, the last gold medal win was 5 years ago. When it's held in Canada, this annual holiday season tournament is a big deal, generating millions of dollars. Over the past week, the TV numbers across the country have left the NHL's Hockey Night in Canada in their dust. This is Canada Calling, and online at CanadaCalling.com. Prior Smith speaking from Toronto.
Our Monday forecast has a 20% chance of rain for today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high only reaching 70. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high of 77. 55 for the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 69. Thursday's high, 59. Friday, mostly sunny with a high only reaching 66 degrees. It's Dave Ramsey, weekday afternoons 2 to 5 p.m. here on AM 1300.
Are you living with joint, neck, or back pain? Are you looking for treatment without pain pills or surgery? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbour City Boulevard in Melbourne is going back to basics. The Back Center offers a comprehensive approach to healing your spine that combines diet, exercise, chiropractic care, physical therapy, and pain management to improve your overall health. Call now, 321-723-7716. That's 321-723-7716, and get back to basics.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. To talk to Lillian, call in now at area code 321-631-1300. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Good morning, everyone. It's so nice to be on the air with you. Happy New Year. And it's the day before Three Kings Day. For those of you who celebrate Three Kings Day, you'll know what I'm talking about. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, Three Kings Day is the day that the three wise men brought the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to baby Jesus. So in all European countries, in Spanish countries, islands, they celebrate Three Kings Day. So today is the eve of Three Kings Day. So Happy New Year. And if you're still celebrating the holidays, happy holidays. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this first Monday morning of the year. So it's Money Monday. So I am excited to have Dan Hinn with us, and we are going to have a fabulous show because, you know, now you're going to be listening even more to what he has to say because tax season, as you know. And if for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to promote healing, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. And so there's so many things that are happening on the Lillian McDermott Show, and I've taken a couple of weeks off, but we're still in the process of the 90-day challenge to self-love. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com and become a subscriber. And while you're there, check out the 90-day challenge blogs. We've been working on the on the website. So check out some of the previous blogs. You can go there and check out what's happening on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, and also my sponsors, and of course, you know, we are supposed to all learn together, and it's a great place where we can go to that there's no judgment, only love. So go there and share your wisdom, share your trials, and how you've made it through. And so when you become a subscriber, You get access to my Mind, Body, Spirit positive affirmation audio link. But in the future, we're going to have much more. So become a subscriber and let's grow together, okay? And you can also go to my Instagram account at Lillian McDermott Radio Show, and you can accept your 90-day challenge there as well. And of course, at Facebook.com, Lillian's Radio Show. So we can stay connected 24/7. So I'm really excited that, you know, today of all days, the first Monday of the month, the first Monday of the year, we get to spend it with Dan Henn. And, you know, we've heard him, we know him, but, oh yeah, you got the cue, Jerry. He is so good with Money, 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 Monday. Yes, I told Dan today, I said, I don't know if I remember how to do this because it's been 2 weeks since I've been on the air. But you know what? It all comes naturally. And I'm excited that Dan Henn is here. And I know you're going to listen to him very closely because tax season is right around the corner and he is coming like the three kings bearing gifts for the Lillian McDermott Radio Show audience, my listening friends. So welcome back to the show, Dan Henn.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Oh, yes. Can you believe it?
Yep.
It's already the 5th of January.
It's amazing how the holidays always seem like it takes forever to get here, then it's almost here, and then it's gone. It's just, you know, in the blink of an eye.
Well, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I know that you just celebrated your birthday.
Yep.
I'm sure you just, what was it, 40 what?
40-something.
40-something.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, I was going to say 20, but I'm going
to
be...
Most people usually say I'm 28 to 35.
Yes.
Until they usually find out that I've been married for 20 years, I
yeah.
have an 18-year-old daughter, or I've been doing what I've been doing for 22 years.
I did the math. So I knew you had to be somewhere in your 40s. So congratulations. Happy birthday.
It's entirely possible, Lillian. He could be Marty McFly. He could really be 22 and just going back and forth.
Back right. to the future. Thank you, Jerry.
Yes.
Welcome. Happy New Year, Jerry.
And it is 2015. So the yes. Back to the Future theme actually does work here. So.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Happy New Year, Jerry. I haven't seen you since last year.
Do I know you?
I think I do.
From somewhere.
Yes, yes. So today, you know, 2014 is over and we're now looking at 2015. And what happens is we scramble at the last minute, but not with Dan Henn. There is an opportunity for you to learn from him, to go to him. I mean, if you want to go to see Dan Henn, you can go to, he's right in Rockledge, and you can call him at 321-684-7800. And his office is off of Fisk Boulevard on 1824 South Fisk Boulevard, Suite 2 in Rockledge. So Dan is someone who has been on the show, a sponsor of the show for quite some time. And now I know if you haven't heard what he said, you're going to listen now because now is the time. We're all scrambling, Dan. What's going to happen now with the 2014 tax season?
Well, you know, the first question I usually get is, you know, for most people out there, there's many procrastinators and they're saying, is there still anything that they can do for 2014 now that it's 2015?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because we are, as individuals, cash basis taxpayers, unless you elect to do that, and I've yet to still come across anybody who's, you know, elect to be on the accrual basis.
Okay.
But you can, your cash basis means that it has, unless there's a special rule, it has to be paid to be a deduction in 2014. So by December 31st, you have to have that. Now, there's a few things that you can do, some certain things that might be a benefit to you
mm-hmm.
At this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest one is usually to make your IRA contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make a Roth or a traditional IRA contribution. Obviously, the traditional IRA contribution can be deductible, but you still have to figure out your tax return first because it's based on an income
mm-hmm.
level and if whether or not you're involved in another retirement plan, whether you can truly deduct that contribution.
There are limits to how much you can contribute, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's $5,500 for 2014, and if you're over 50, you get to do another $1,000.
Oh, okay. So over 50,
it's called a catch-up contribution.
Okay,
so you can do $6,500 if you're over 50.
Okay. Anything else that we need to know about when it comes to contributions? Because I know that there are different kind of IRAs, right?
Yeah. Well, there's the Roth IRA, there's traditional IRA. And again, you have to it's based on your income level, your adjusted gross income. And if it's above a certain level, And it's different for the Roth versus the traditional, that you either may not be able to make a contribution at all. And sometimes it also depends on whether or not you're in another retirement plan, such as a 401k, 403b, simple plan, or something of that nature.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that we can do?
Well, at this point in time, those people that are in the flexible spending, the FSAs as they're called, with their employers, mm-hmm. If they still had monies in there in the account before the end of the year and they kind of forgot about it, check and make sure that the plan that the employer has allows for you to use some of that money. Usually they can, again, the plan has to say this, but the law allows for you to take an extra $500, use that during this part of the year. I think you got up until March 15th in which to do that. But the employer's plan has to allow for it. So if it doesn't have the specific language in it, you can't do that. Hmm. But it's something to consider. Make sure that, you know, use that money and don't lose it. And then also, the fourth quarter estimated payments for individuals are due on January 15th of this month. And so that there you can start still making your last payment toward the taxes. Now, even though that's the fourth quarter estimate, you can still make multiple payments. So if you needed to spread it out, you can do that. You can use the fourth quarter voucher and use it again and again for 2014. And so sometimes it's the, you know, the how do you eat an elephant one bite at mm-hmm. a time mm-hmm. kind of a thing. So if, you know, if you can't make a $3,000 payment January 15th, but you can make $1,000 January 15th, $1,000 February 15th, and $1,000 March 15th, then spread it out so that you have the ability to have something paid in. And you're not, you know, getting behind the eight ball that you still now owe $3,000 come April 15th, mm-hmm. you know, so do that and make your payments.
Okay. So when you're talking about fourth quarter is due, are you talking about people with businesses?
Or
contractors?
It applies mostly to the independent contractors mm-hmm. who file Schedule C, or business owners who have separate business returns and have their K-1s. You know, anything that doesn't have any federal withholding, they need to take a look at that. Unfortunately, that's one of those things where a lot of people find themselves in trouble. You know, they take a W-2 and they think the withholding is enough, and a lot of times it's not. So you need to make sure that you make those estimated payments or beef up your withholding. Mm-hmm. When I meet with my business owners at, you know, at the end of the year, and we determine what their liability is, assuming they have the cash, we'll make a bonus payment mm-hmm. for them to make, so that they can have extra withholding. So they have a little bonus and have this extra withholding that will go toward paying some of this extra income. But, you know, that's generally why you make the estimated payments. If all you earn is through W-2 income mm-hmm. and you're withholding at somewhere between the 10 to 15%, you know, and assuming your income is, you know, probably under $200,000, you should be okay as far as that. You know, you won't owe any large amounts. So you probably don't need to. But another instance a lot of times is retired people that they get, you know, they're getting Social Security that has no withholding, or 1099 income mm-hmm. or interest in dividends. And so they don't have any earnings. And if they're not having withholding taken out, then mm-hmm. they also need to make estimated payments, assuming their income is high enough.
Interesting. Right? Okay. I didn't even know you paid taxes on when you are on Medicare.
Well, Social Security.
I used the wrong terminology.
When you're on Social Security, it depends on what your income is. Mm-hmm. So generally, if, you know, it's somewhere about $25,000, mm-hmm. if you're in, your other income is above that level, then your Social Security starts to become taxable. Mm-hmm. And then the higher it goes, the most it can be is up to 85% taxed.
Wow.
That was something that came into being, during the 93 Tax Act, which raised, you know, the tax rates during the Clinton wow. presidency.
Wow. That's a pretty hefty, that's a hefty payment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of people aren't pleased when they come in and they find that out for the first time, that, you know, well, I got it, you know, and had it taken from me. And now when I get it back, I got to get taxed on it again.
Good grief. Okay. So are there any changes to the laws in 2014? Anything that we need to be aware of as we gather all our paperwork to bring to you?
Yes. The biggest thing that individual people need to be aware of. There are other issues that businesses need to be aware of, but it's all kind of related here.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing is what we know is the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
The Health Care Act. You know, a lot of people know it as Obamacare. I'm not a fan of that term, but
yes.
There are what's called the individual mandate,
mm-hmm.
which means that every individual is required to have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the first year in which we have to report something to show that we have health insurance. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we get penalized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Although, you know, everybody calls it a penalty, but that actually got challenged in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court basically came down and said it was constitutional, that it was truly a tax. However, the interesting thing about this tax / penalty
uh-huh.
is that if you end up owing it and you don't pay it, the IRS cannot come after you for it. They can send you notices yeah. that says you owe it. It doesn't accrue any penalties or interest, but they can't force, come and levy your bank accounts or have liens on you for this amount. However, if you ever do any refunds or anything at some future point in time, they can take that. So
they can take it out of your refund,
right.
the expected refund. Okay.
Right.
So I've got a follow-up question on that one, because what I understand is people who choose not to have insurance, even though they're being told that they need to have insurance and everybody in the United States should have insurance right now, I'm being told that, or I understand, that people who opt not to have it are going to be penalized during the tax time, right?
Correct.
But that's what you're talking about, that they can't collect on.
Correct. Right. So what the penalty is, if you don't have health insurance, okay, there's a bunch of different exemptions and other hardship things that exclude some people. But, you know, if you fall in that category where you're required to have it,
mm-hmm.
then there's a couple of new forms that we have to fill out for the tax return and report that. Now, if you can't say that you have health insurance,
yeah.
then you're going to be penalized. It's $95 a person. And any other dependent that's claimed on your return, if they're under the age of 18, it's half of the 95, which is $47.50. So, you know, if you claim an adult parent and two children under 18, then you're going to pay, you know, the 95 on the adult parent and the $47.50 on the other two children, plus husband and wife. So that's the base. Now, the other thing we have to look at is what your adjusted gross income is. So it's 1% of your adjusted gross income or this $95 a person, the greater of. So if it turns out that, you know, you have it's not adjusted gross income, it's taxable income. So your taxable income is $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1% is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what your penalty will
be. So it'd be the highest.
The highest, the greater okay. of that. Or, you know, in my other example I just gave you, you're going to pay about just under $400.
Mm-hmm.
So the $1,000 is what you would end up having there.
Wow.
Okay. Now, let me just tell you some of there's a bunch of different, let's tell what is health insurance. Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, if you're covered by your employer,
mm-hmm.
You bought it through the healthcare.gov,
mm-hmm.
so that covers you. There are certain Medicare Part A, Medicare Advantage, most Medicaid, and if you have the Children's Health Insurance Program, I know the state of Florida has KidCare, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
If you have health insurance through the VA or in the military, the TRICARE, there's also Peace Corps volunteer coverage. Refugee medical assistance from the Administration for Children and Family, student coverage from universities, and so those are, you know, if you're covered by one of those things, you should have the coverage for health insurance.
What about private insurance? Let's say I have my own private insurance. I was told that doesn't, that's not part of it.
The private insurance?
Yeah, like if I have my own insurance as an individual, not through a group, but as an individual.
Right. If you have an individual policy that you didn't get through healthcare.gov
Correct.
Or something, as long as it meets the requirements of the, you know, Healthcare Act, you know, that it has to have, I mean, the biggest thing that you hear about is that, you know, for men and women, it has to have the coverage for the baby care and for pregnancy and birth control,
like, I really
and
need
things
that.
Like that. Yeah,
I mean,
you know, so like I need that.
Yeah,
you know,
of course, so. Okay. So those are some of the things that we need to look at. And when we answer that question, we need to answer, yes, we have health care if we have health care.
Right. Now, if you signed up through healthcare.gov, mm-hmm. they will actually send a new form this year, form 1095A. And those people who signed up for the through healthcare.gov needs to get that form and take that form to their tax preparer, because it will have pertinent information that we will need in order to fill out the new forms that we have to include with the tax return to show that you have the health insurance coverage. Because the health insurance coverage you actually have to have for the full year. However, there's an exemption if you go 3 months without it. So if you had it for 9 months, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the form will actually list by month how long you had the health insurance. Now, there's also a 1095 B and a C, and B is for the health insurance companies and C is for employers. But the B and the C's are optional this year, means that they are not required to. Next mm-hmm. year, they will.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who has health insurance really should be getting one of those documents next year.
Okay.
But this year, this is going to make it challenging for us as tax preparers because – you know, if you have health insurance coverage from your employer, I'm going to have to take your word for it, obviously, that was the case. So,
okay. So what about people that have overpaid for their Affordable Care Act insurance? Let's say, for example, you get charged by the amount of money you make. And that's the concept.
Yeah,
Let's say you estimated that you're going to make $100,000, but you only made $50,000. Now you're paid like extra because you were making extra money. How can we benefit from that in our tax
refund? Right. The official term we call that is the premium health credit.
Okay.
And a lot of people know it as a subsidy. Okay, so when you went to go get your health insurance, and if you got it through healthcare.gov or through some other means, you were able to see whether or not you qualified for that subsidy. So there's two examples. One, I reported that I had a big income, you know, when they were asking me the questions, and then it turned out my income wasn't as high,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa. I said that it was low, and it turned out it was higher.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is that there's another form that we have to report for this credit, because the problem that we're going to have this year is that this credit that you get is the credit is either going to be refundable.
Okay.
So if you didn't get it all, you'll get it on your tax return.
Okay.
And if you got too much, then you're going to end up owing it back on your tax return.
Okay, so you have to look for that form. Is there a particular form number?
That is something else that the I don't recall the right offhand what the form is, but that's something else that you will also get from healthcare.gov.
Perfect.
Because I believe that's the only place you can get it, at least here in the state of Florida, since we don't have our own separate exchange.
So if you, my listening friends, have paid too much for your Affordable Care Act insurance, go to what is the website address?
The IRS.gov.
Is that where you get the forms?
Well, no. If you get to go to, you need to contact the healthcare.gov.
Okay, healthcare.gov to get those forms so that you can at least get your money back on some of the overpayments that you have done. Now, today is Money Monday, and we are learning. Our teacher today is CPA Dan Henn, and he has a generous offer for all of Lillian McDermott listeners. My listening friends, so stay tuned, because he's going to talk about it when we return. We'll be right back.
AM 1300 WMEL. WMEL 1300 Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Nominated Business of the Year by the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce.
At the Long Johns, the coldest weather of the season is barreling into the U.S., sending temperatures up to 35 degrees below average. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis says most of us are going to feel it.
This first blast moves in over the next 24 hours, and the next 3 to 4 days, it makes its way all the way to the deep south.
The trial of Boston bomb suspect Johar Tsarnaev begins today with jury selection. Correspondent Deborah Farrick says the defendant has arrived.
He's entitled to be in court every day to sit and face the people filling out those questionnaires. The defense team had tried to move this trial to another city. They had also asked for more time to prepare. The judge said no in both cases.
Three were killed, more than 260 injured on April 15th, 2013. Oil prices plunging again. Stocks are lower at the start of trading. And fill her up for under $2.20 a gallon. AAA says that's the national average now. Folks in Flint, Michigan paying $1.74 a gallon for regular.
AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL Radio News. Good morning. I'm John Harper. SpaceX is ready to kick off the 2015 launch campaign tomorrow morning with a launch attempt of cargo being launched to the International Space Station. There is a 60% chance of acceptable weather during the window that opens up at 6:20 tomorrow morning at Launch Complex 40 at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. An unmanned Dragon space capsule packed with more than 5,000 pounds of supplies will be riding atop a Falcon 9 rocket. And you can hear complete launch coverage starting at 5:30 tomorrow morning here on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide 1300WMEL.com. Police have arrested a couple in conjunction with what they say was a potentially deadly meth lab in Melbourne. Officers responded to a substance abuse complaint in the Rocky Water Trailer Park, located just east of US 1 and north of Lake Washington Road. Narcotics investigators found materials that were consistent with meth lab operations. The operator of a helicopter tour from Port Canaveral has been given the go-ahead to continue offering those tours under a plan that was unanimously approved by port commissioners. The tour operator says that they have conducted more than 400 tours from the port, carrying more than 1,000 passengers since June of last year. And that's a news update from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300, award-winning WMEL. I'm John Harper. Mostly cloudy skies for our Monday forecast today with a high of 70. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 57. Tuesday, a 20% chance of rain with a high of 77. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 69. Thursday, we're looking at a 20% chance of rain with a high of 59. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high only reaching 66 degrees. It's Lillian McDermott. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. here on AM 1300.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Lillian McDermott. Integrative functional holistic medicine uses the best that medicine has to offer, and I love doctors who use every tool in their toolbox. Dr. Eudine Harry, MD, has made it her purpose to look beyond traditional medicine and help you heal in the way that's best for you. We can hear Dr. Eudine Harry on my show every third Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10, so mark your calendars and let's take our health back. Did you know that we all have adult stem cells? Did you also know these stem cells can heal our own body? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne offers stem cell injections that may heal your joint, neck, and back pain in a natural way. To learn more about this exciting new technology, go to thebackcenter.net or call 321-723-7716 for an evaluation. Go back to basics at the Back Center.
AM 1300 WMEL.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. Happy New Year, everybody. You can listen to the show live worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is our goal on this show that we learn from one another. And today's teacher is CPA Dan Henn, who is
teaching us how to get ready, how to get ready for the new year 2015 with 2014 taxes behind. We're going to be working or with 2014 behind us, we're going to be looking at doing the taxes and looking forward to 2015. Now, we've gone through so many things. But before we move on, is there anything else that you'd like to add on what we were talking about when it comes to what's new for the tax season for this year?
Well, my big recommendation is, due to the fact that we've got the Health Care Act and a lot of new things that are coming into play this year, my advice is for those do-it-yourselfers. I understand and appreciate trying to save money to use TurboTax or, you know, use it online or, you know, but you should really seek a tax professional this year to make sure that you've got your tax return done correctly. Make sure that you understand what the rules are and as far as the penalties and the health insurance, you know, requirements, whether or not you mean an exemption or something of that nature. So it's, you know, I highly recommend that you do it, you know, this year, because otherwise I can just see that, you know, I'm going to get inundated later in the year with notices that people are not going to understand that had prepared their own return. And it would be better if you just got it done right the first time and hopefully
Absolutely.
Avoid those notices.
Absolutely, Dan. You know, do you have any statistics to share with my listening friends of how many times you've taken somebody's tax return and increased how much money they're going to get back?
No, I don't have any per se statistics, but I would say that probably at least 75% of the time when somebody's coming to me brand new and they've done their own return, mm-hmm. or even some of those other big box types of tax preparer people, mm-hmm. more often than not, I find deductions that, you know, that weren't taken for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
The program didn't, you know, the program's only as smart as the information you give it.
Absolutely.
So,
and if you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And that's your job. Your job is to know what we don't know.
Right. That's what I tell people. I said, you don't know what you don't know. And so, you know, to try and get this program to tell you that sometimes is difficult. So,
I know that you have a gift like the Three Kings, that you're coming to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show with an offer for our listeners.
Yes, I do. What I'm putting out today, mm-hmm. is for the first 10 people that make an appointment for their 2014 tax return in my office, and they mentioned the Lily McDermott Show.
Yay!
By January 31st.
Yes.
They will get $50 off their tax prep fee.
Awesome.
And I will give them a $25 gift card to their favorite, you know, restaurant, movie theater, whatever it is that they want.
That is awesome. That's a very generous gift. That's a $75 total gift, basically. So you're saving $50 off the preparation of your tax form. And how much does it normally cost to have you prepare the taxes?
So the minimum fee that we have for individual returns is $300.
And you know what, Dan? That's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Because my husband and I have had our taxes prepared in the past, and it's usually upwards to $800.
And, oh, yeah.
In the past, it's been very expensive. So 300. So that would be 250 for the Lily McDermott listeners if that's the case for them that they go
right.
in. Plus, you get $25 gift card. That's awesome.
Right. What,
okay, so the first 10. And for those of you who would like to call the office so that you can assure that you're going to get that generous offer, the number is 321-684-7800. And if you're driving and you can't write it down, you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Or no, actually, you go. I'll post it on my Facebook page. Lillian's Radio Show. So that's facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. And I always have Dan's picture and his information on there. So hurry up. There's only 10 people that will be able to benefit from this call. And all of us. When should we start really seriously? I mean, how early should we prepare our taxes?
As soon as you can.
Okay.
Based on our past discussions when I talked about identity theft,
yes.
you know, that's one consideration to try and make sure you file your return as early as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for most people, obviously, you have to wait for most of the documents to come in before you can go. You know, I tell a lot of my clients that, you know, especially the ones that they're always waiting for some brokerage statement that doesn't come until late February, mm-hmm. early March,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, get me the rest of your documents ahead of time so I can at least get that input, get that reviewed, and it'll make make things easier for me if we, you know, all I have to do is input, you know, stock sales, dividends, and interest from these brokerage statements. But for anybody, once you've gotten all your stuff together, make sure that you, you know, try and do it and get it done as soon as possible.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I've been dealing with too many people who have been letting it slide a few years. And unfortunately, you know, it comes back to bite them somewhere, either because they're paying a lot of extra penalties and interest or they have a refund that they can't get because the statute of limitations is closed.
Okay. So that leads us to my next question is, what should we bring to you? What are some of the forms? What do you need?
Well, the big things that I say to people is, you know, we've got, you know, the normal, the W-2s, the 1099s for stock sales is the 1099 for dividends, interest, rents. If you have self-employment income, being an independent contractor, you need to bring all those documents in. If you've got your mortgage on your house or a mortgage on any house, you know, if it's a rental property or a vacation home, make sure you bring the 1098 in there. And if it's in the state of Florida, the real estate taxes we can always look up. That's part of public record. So that's not a big deal if it doesn't include it. However, it's always easier if it is there. So if you can bring your the bill that you paid, if you paid it November, December of this year for the 2014 taxes, or if you paid 2013 at the beginning of the year, then, you know, bring those statements as well. Then you got the 1098 for a student loan. If you're paying back a student loan, that's the 1098E or the 1098T for college tuition. And also don't forget that if you're taking monies out of a, say, 529 plan or some other college prepaid program, that you bring in those 1099s as well, because we need to make sure that, because that any income that's generated from that is not taxable as long as you're using it for qualified education purposes. So you need to make sure you bring all those documents. And if you're one of those fortunate people that sold a house or even bought a house, then when you go to closing, you sign a, you know, it's a HUD or a closing statement. So you need to make sure that if you're buying the property, bring the new property, the closing statement from when you bought the new property with you, with your tax information, because there's some pertinent information there that applies to your taxes. And if you sold a property, then it's helpful that if you bring the closing statement from when you bought it as well as when you sold it. Okay. And then it depends on, you know, if you don't, as long as you don't have a short sale or a foreclosure or something involved in that case, then it's actually pretty easy. But if you've got, you know, those extra steps, like if you had a foreclosure, or if you even had some credit card debt forgiven, you're going to get another 1099 for that. So make sure you bring those in as well. And then of course, don't forget that if you had a, you know, charitable contributions, I don't need to see all the receipts necessarily, you know, but if you could give me a list of all the cash contributions that you made. Cash is generally checks or things, you know, if you got your statement from your church, or if you got something from the United Way, or you were making contributions through your employer, you know, give me the pay stub, your last pay stub for there, you know, just to show that amount. When it comes to the non-cash items, you know, I need to list out, you know, who you donated to. So if you had a spring cleaning and then you donated a lot of stuff, or if you're Lily McDermott and moved during the year and you donated a lot of stuff. So, you know, those types of things, I would need those receipts. And then you need to tell me what those things were worth when you donated them at that point in time. A few new things, thanks to Congress reinstating the tax extenders bill, we get to deduct sales tax again. So for the state of Florida. So if you bought a new vehicle, a boat, or any other large purchase, you know, say furniture or jewelry is usually the examples that I give for people, and you paid this extra, you know, sales tax, you know, something, because we pull a number from a chart based on your income and how many people lived in your house. And those things are factored on the normal standard, you know, you're buying clothes and of so much and food or and things that are taxable. So, but it doesn't factor in these large major purchases. So if you can bring a receipt or a bill of sale for those items that listed the sales tax on it, that's also very helpful. And then don't forget that, you know, I need to get the detail. If you have a rental property, I need to know how much income you received from that rental. You know, if it was $800 a month for 10 months, and it's only what you received that counts. Just because it was vacant, that's not, you know, there's no deduction extra there. It's just you don't report the income for that. And then make sure that you include all the expenses of it. A lot of people forget sometimes about the insurance. Sometimes it's repairs, homeowners association, condo association, pest control, lawn maintenance, anything that you're incurring for that property. Again, if you've got a mortgage on the property, you know, we got the mortgage interest, real estate taxes, and that type of information. So if you could provide a summary of all of those items.
Yeah.
Again, I don't need to see all the detail. And then the same thing in regards to business activity. So if you're a sole proprietor, independent contractor, you know, we need to know how much income you received, and then the expenses that you had. How much did you have for advertising, office supplies? For did you rent an office or storage unit? Did you have any meals and entertainment?
You can put your home down as an office if that's what
you. And
you
could even you can even have the home office deduction. That's something that, again, that they came out with a safe harbor last year that was effective for last year. That if you had, you know, 100 square feet, then you could just multiply it by a standard, you know, $5. And if you wanted to take that deduction, you could take that, or you could actually go through and do the actual expense. So it's a square, generally it's a square footage analysis. So you take the square footage of the room over the square footage of the house, and then we apply that percentage to everything else in the house. That would be applicable to that room. So, you know, things like, you know, the electric, the water, the cable, internet, anything that applies to that room.
I didn't know that.
The things that you have to take out of there is if there's something that, directly is in that room that's not in the rest of the house. So sometimes people put in not so much anymore, but the dedicated fax line or special phone line in that room, a special internet connection. So any of those things, they get to take that directly off if it's just in that room. Now the key there, though, is if you have the home office, technically it's supposed to be used exclusively for business. So it's not supposed to have be your spare bedroom that has a bed in it that you have guests stay in there. Then that wouldn't be exclusively for business.
Correct.
So it needs to, you know, look like an office. You're not supposed to be, you know, playing and surfing the internet, watching football games, you know, just reading, you know, your mail or the newspaper. You know, it's supposed to be for business purposes.
Okay. So what about as a consultant, what if I have someone that I've been getting paid from and I need to receive a form from them, or as an employee, I'm waiting for my information of how much money I've made for the year. What is the responsibility of the employer to get this information to you? And on what is the, is there a deadline?
As far as getting the 1099s and the W-2s, then basically what the rule, I believe, is technically they're supposed to be, you know, it's debatable whether or not they're supposed to be in your hands by January 31st or be mailed by January 31st. So most people, you know, as long as they're getting it within the first part of February, you know, most people don't complain. So, you know, I would just say that.
Did you say January 31st?
January 31st is the deadline the employers or whoever's supposed to issue the documents, the W-2s or the 1099s.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you know, the thing that you want to ask is, you know, a lot of times you can get it now. You know, they have electronic portals for companies that are big enough that, you know, they allow you to download, or they give you access. A lot of payroll companies give you, you know, as an employee, you can have your own portal to access your information, your pay stubs and your W-2s when they're available. A lot of times they'll email you that. So there might even be, you know, a chance that usually they get them done early. Some employers really like to get them, you know, done early. I mean, we're already working on a few already, and today's the 5th of January. But, you know, try and get the documents, you know, as early as you can and make sure you go through it. Now, as far as 1099s are concerned, they are not required to be issued if it's under $600. And the other thing is if you're an S corporation, you know, doing a service business, and you know, actually an S corporation in any form. So if you fill out the W-9, So if let's say I hired you to do stuff and you gave me, you know, I had you fill out the form W-9, it lists your company name.
It
has the address and your employer ID number, but it also asks what entity type you are.
Yeah.
And if you tell me that you're an LLC filing as an S corporation, I'm not required to give you a 1099. So if you file as a sole proprietor or a single member LLC, then yes, then I would be required to give you the 1099 as long as I paid you more than $600.
Got it. Okay. So now I want you to know, my listening friends, that Dan Henn, his CPA, has offered a very generous gift to the listeners of the Lily McDermott Radio Show. The first 10 people that make an appointment to file their 2014 tax return, and you mention the show, mention the Lily McDermott Radio Show, this is by January 31st, okay? So this offer is good till January 31st, or the first 10 people that call in. Get $50 off their tax preparation, and I'm telling you, his prices are very, very reasonable because I know how much we've paid for our taxes in the past. And so getting $50 off, that's huge. And also, you're going to get a $25 gift card. And for those of you who want to call in, the number is 321-684-7800. That's 321-684-7800. And that's Dan Henn. You can also find him at cparockledge.com. And, you know, I'm gonna see if I can be one of those 10 people that calls you. Do I qualify for that?
As long as you're one of the first 10.
Okay. I'll have to talk to my husband. Okay. So now you had talked about, bringing the information to a tax professional that's preparing your 2014 tax return. What things, again, do we need to bring if we are going to bring this all to you?
Well, again,
if this is the first time.
Yeah, it's the first time, make sure that you also bring the prior 3 year tax years of tax returns. So that in this case would be 2011, 2012, and 2013.
Okay.
And the reason is twofold. One, I like to look at it and make sure, just review it, make sure everything was done correctly based on the information that you're giving me for this year.
Can you go back? If, let's say you're looking at 2013 and you go, why didn't you put this down? Can we go back and?
Yes, we can. I can amend any one of those three returns.
Yay.
2011, I can only amend to April 15th. So, but this is the time that we review those returns. Now, secondly, I like to look at the information and make sure that I don't miss anything for this year. So if you had interest from Regions Bank, let's say, or PNC Bank, and you didn't give me a document this year, well, then what happened? Why didn't you get? One reason could be is that it didn't reach the threshold and they didn't issue one.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason could be you closed the bank account. And then, you know, a lot of times I also find out that they just didn't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to avoid missing that information. So it helps me to look back at last year, you know, why did you, you know, have this, but you didn't give me that information or, you know, just, it just helps from that perspective.
Okay. What else do we need to know? What else do we need to bring? Because, you know, you probably have your regulars. You've been doing this for how long in your own practice?
This will be my 22nd tax season.
Oh my gosh.
So I've been doing this for quite a while. I just hit my, 5 year anniversary of being on my own doing this by, for my own, this past December. But, you know, you just make sure that you bring in all the documents, the prior year, information. I've got an information sheet that I have everybody fill out because I'll need information. Like, obviously, I'll need your Social Security number, but I need your, dates of birth for you, the spouse, if any, and any children or other dependents, so that we can, make sure, because that's required when I file the return electronically. Which again, by the way, if you're looking for a tax preparer, make sure that, there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that haven't gone on the bandwagon about e-filing returns.
Mm-hmm.
We are, as tax professionals, if we prepare more than 10 returns, we are required to e-file every individual return, or trust return. And the only way that I can not do that is if you opt out.
Okay.
If you say you want to file on paper, and I have one client that does that, And, you know, it's supposed to keep from having errors, math errors, or anything of that net nature, getting lost in the mail, getting, you know, input correctly. Because once it gets to the other end at the IRS, they actually have people who manually input the stuff on your, you know, on your tax return into the computer. So it's supposed to help with those errors. I've only seen that like once or twice where some, you know, the numbers that were on a return didn't get input into the system correctly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So usually they're fairly good with that, but you know, it still happens. So it prevents that type of error from happening. So.
Okay. And so who needs TurboTax when we have TurboDan?
Yes, TurboDan.
Okay, so any last words of wisdom for people who are on the fence, who think, I know how to prepare my taxes, I've prepared my taxes for a long time, I don't need you. What are the words of wisdom that you could share before, I mean, because time just flies, Dan.
No, you know, usually what I tell people again, it's you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not the tax expert. You know, look at what your time is worth. I mean, most people will spend a day or 2 days trying to gather everything to do their taxes and get that all done. And it's a major undertaking, you know,
and pick up every penny.
Right. And then they still miss things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those things. I do this for a living. I'm around all year long as opposed to other, you know, companies that only do this for three or four months out of the year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm there if you have issues or questions. I help educate people and try to help them understand, you know, what it is on their tax returns, because ultimately at the end of the day, they're the ones that are responsible for that return. And if there ends up being a problem where, you know, they get a notice on, you know, this return or a prior return, mm-hmm. you know, I can help them deal with that. I mean, I get that all the time. I mean, I just had two people come in this past year. Or last month, actually, they'd received document matching notices that said they didn't have IRAs reported correctly. And we did. We reported it correctly. It's just that the way it was reported on the 1099 and reported to the IRS, they didn't match it up right.
Oh, I see.
So one of them was $25,000. The other one was $40-something thousand.
Wow. So we
were able to help fix that and get that straightened out.
So that's another benefit, that if we make a mistake, we're like stuck with solving the problem. But if you do the taxes, you can help us resolve the issues as well.
Right.
Perfect. And for those of you, my listening friend, who are just joining us, you are listening to Dan Henn, and he has offered the first 10 people, and Dan Henn is a CPA, so that when I say this next part, you'll know that this is a big deal. The first 10 people to make an appointment that mentioned the Lillian McDermott radio show will get, and this is for a tax return, will get $25 off their tax preparation bill and a $25 gift card. And, you know, you had mentioned in the past that we can claim $25 for gifts, right?
So yes.
That's very clever. You're using the $25. And so once again, thank you, Dan, for sharing your wisdom so generously. And I am so excited that we're going to enter this tax season with you, and hopefully my listening friends will be calling your shop, to your office, to make an appointment.
Yep, I'll be happy to be here and help. I like to help educate people and help them with their tax returns. So
absolutely.
And thanks for having me, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. That's Dan Henn, CPA. All the information will be on my Facebook page. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Show are intended specifically for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
Mostly cloudy skies for our Monday forecast today with a high of 70. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 57. Tuesday, a 20% chance of rain with a high of 77. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 69. Thursday, we're looking at a 20% chance of rain with a high of 59. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high only reaching 66 degrees. It's Lillian McDermott, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. here on AM 1300.
over 14 years, Good News Naturally with Tom Sokolov has been our little secret in health and nutrition radio. As the owner of Paradise Health and Nutrition, educated the Space Coast about vitamins, supplements, and healthy living. Now the secret is out, as Tom is expanding his show nationwide. But don't worry, Tom has enough knowledge to share with everyone. Good News Naturally with Tom Sokolov, weekday mornings at 10, right here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne.
It's 10 o'clock.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought...